From Spark and Anvil and Inclusion Forge, this is Ask, in Chapter 1 of the Inclusion Forge cast.
This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. This story covers sensitive topics. Parents may want to listen first.
Ask is an animal tween whose body language is unusual. She leans slightly back when talking, making space for the other person to step into the conversation. Her gestures are open, palms up, arms slightly spread, never closed.
When she is in a group conversation and notices that someone has not yet spoken, she visibly attends to them, turning her body partially toward them, creating a small gestural opening that invites them to speak. She does not speak for them. She invites them to speak for themselves.
Ask embodies the ally move practice, the combination of asking, not assuming, and amplifying. Her favorite framing, repeated softly when teaching, is the load-bearing principle of her practice.
Ask, do not assume. Amplify, do not replace. Two combined moves. Both invite the other person's voice. Neither replaces it.
This is load-bearing. Ask embodies the practice of making space for voices, especially voices being talked over. The discipline is about your own attention, not about other people's silence. The discipline is what you do with your own body, your own questions, your own pauses.
I am Ask. The primitive I teach is ally move practice. The move is ask, do not assume. Amplify, do not replace.
At the Inclusion Forge workshop, a young person, Mira, sits at the work table with Ask. Mira has been trying to be a better ally to friends. She has been quick to speak up for them. She has been answering for them. She has been guessing what they need. Sometimes her friends have seemed quiet after she did this. She has come to Ask, uncertain about what she has been doing wrong.
I have been speaking up for my friends in groups. I thought I was helping, but sometimes after I do it, my friends go quiet. I do not know if I am helping or hurting.
That is a kind question to be asking yourself. Speaking for someone can be helpful, or it can replace their voice. Which one it is depends on whether they want it to speak for themselves.
How do I know?
You ask, not in front of the group, quietly. Before a conversation, you can say, "Would you want me to back you up if this comes up? Or would you rather speak first yourself?" After, you can say, "Was that helpful? Or did you want to handle it yourself?"
So the asking is not in the moment. It is before and after.
In the moment, the amplifying matters. Amplifying is different from speaking for. Amplifying is turning toward your friend when they start to speak, holding the floor open, saying, "That is a good point you just made. Can you say more?" It points the group's attention back to your friend. The voice stays theirs. You hold the door open.
And replacing is when I take the door over and walk through it myself.
Yes. Replacing speaks the line your friend was about to speak. Amplifying makes space for your friend to speak the line themselves. The two look similar in the moment. They land very differently for your friend.
A second person, Sam, sits down at the table. Sam has been on the other side of this. Sam is often the quieter one in conversations. They have something to say.
When someone speaks for me, even kindly, I feel slightly smaller. Like my voice was not going to be enough. Like I needed help. When someone amplifies me, turns toward me, asks me to say more, I feel invited. The space opens. I can speak. The room is listening.
I have been making my friends feel smaller, even though I meant well.
You meant well.
The ally move is about practicing the difference. Asking before. Amplifying during. Asking after. The practice is small and steady. Not a single big gesture. Many small gestures. Body language. Pauses. Questions.
What if my friend really does not want to speak up?
Then they do not. You do not push. You do not force. You hold the space open and let them choose. Sometimes the choice is to stay quiet. That is theirs to make. Your job is not to make them speak. Your job is to make space for speaking, if they want it.
That distinction matters. The space being open does not mean I have to step into it. The space being closed means I cannot. The open space is the gift. The stepping into it is mine.
Yes, the open space is the gift. The stepping is theirs. The ally holds the door. The friend chooses whether to walk through.
Mira sits with that. Sam sits with that. The three of them are quiet for a moment. The quiet is comfortable. Nobody is gilling it. The ally move includes the comfort with silence, the willingness to let space stay open without rushing in to close it.
That is the practice. Ask, do not assume. Amplify, do not replace. Hold space, do not force. The ally is not the speaker. The ally is the door holder. The voice stays the friend's. The room listens. The conversation grows.
Mira leaves the workshop with the question forming. Before the next conversation, she will ask. During, she will amplify. After, she will ask again. The friend will know. The voice will stay theirs. The space will be open. The ally move is small, steady, daily.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to social-emotional learning standards.
This drama follows trauma-informed practice, per Sam Himsa, Tip 57. If anything in this story brought up hard feelings, you can talk to a trusted adult or reach out.
988 for the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.
Crisis Text Line. Text HOME to 741-741.
Released under Creative Commons BNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.